Libera la parola, words from the world.
Ciao a tutte e tutti. Il programma radio Words from the World della scuola di italiano libera e gratuita Libera la parola continua ad andare in onda. Per questa prima puntata di maggio accogliamo in studio Tito, che viene dalla Nigeria e vive a Padova da più di un anno. Parliamo della sua passione per la musica e in particolare per il rap e del rapporto che abbiamo con la nostra cultura di origine quando viviamo all'estero. Un sentimento di orgoglio o a volte un desiderio di distacco. Buon ascolto!
I see you change the way you feel about me when the lights hit my jewelry. It's a lot of bad things, yeah, I'm right where I should be. Every blessing that I prayed for fell right down onto me. Stress-free, I'm moving. Stress-free, I'm moving easy. About a milli rock, do you know how to pole dance? Do you know how to pole dance? Each summer I'm a snowman. Hallelujah, time to eat. Came in this bitch with the heat. Came in all white, I'm a unicorn. Fuck the law, fuck the uniform. Can't believe that I was fucking poor. Now it's black cars, nigga, Yu-Gi-Oh. Ass club, unroofed. I am not a crack addict, I'm a booty boy. In the jungle, that's where I was born. Go bananas inside the foreign GED. I see you change the way you feel about me when the lights hit my jewelry. It's a lot of bad things, yeah, I'm right where I should be. Every blessing that I prayed for fell right down onto me. Stress-free, I'm moving. Stress-free, I'm moving easy. Second thought is getting more money, no midget digits. I want nothing but hundreds. I seen them see me, then their eyes was flooded. I wonder if it's cause I dress like an onion. Today I woke up, felt like taking a dump on some bitches. Bitch, niggas, all the above, I got really rich. You ain't none but a bum, you silly bitch. I'm as hard as they come, ain't get it, did you? Like how I don't get why we got some issues. Like I'm supposed to call to confirm I miss you. Keeping it vague if the shoe fits you. Keep it on and kick rocks, nigga. I'm so cocky, think my cock got bigger. I'm so hungry, I eat. Nigga, I'm expensive and I'm worth a lot. Get out of pocket, then so does the clock. Nigga, y'all change me, and goddamn it, I like it. Say she disappointed, I used to be the apple of her eye. Bitch, bite me. I'm as blessed as they come, but I curse like I'm Riley. And frankly, I like this and I try not to though, cause it's unlike me. Say the ones who know the online me, then I see you change the way you feel about me when the lights hit my jewelry. Light work. A lot of bad things, yeah, I'm right where I should be.
Let's go.
Every blessing that I prayed for fell right down onto me. Stress-free, I'm moving. Stress-free, I'm moving easy.
Hi everyone, my name is Tito. I am Nigerian and I am from the Igbo tribe in Nigeria. I live in Padua, Italy, and I'm here to talk about music.
And can you tell us about how did you started to get interested in music and the performative arts?
I've been into music for quite a long time, like very, very long time, since I was a kid. My mom told me that when I was little, like very little, at the age of one year, that I knew a lot of lyrics already, without, like, and I was getting the lyrics, like, so I think I've been doing music for, I've been into music for a very long time, so I just had interest in music and performances.
And was music a very important thing in your family and your, like, childhood?
Not really important to the family, but it's important to me because music is like, you know, music, it calms me down. Whenever I'm angry or I feel sad or something, I just put my music on and that's it. Sometimes I try to create music by myself, make my own music. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's trash, but just
like life.
Yeah, exactly. So that's it basically. I love music a lot.
And can you think of, like, the first influences that were really important for you? Like, who did you listen to in your younger years?
Actually, I don't know if you know them, but they were Nigerian Afrobeat acts. When I was little, I loved P-Square. P-Square, they're brothers, twin brothers, Peter and Paul. So P raised to power 2, P-Square. So they played a huge role in my love for music because, I don't know, that was, they had more hits at the time. P-Square, they were the people reigning in the whole of Nigeria and Africa. Everybody was talking about P-Square all the time. Then Dibanj, there's this other guy, Dibanj. He came up and he blew. Everyone knew Dibanj. So his music and P-Square's music were everyone loved. So me, in the situation, just found myself in that space where everyone likes P-Square and Dibanj. So it was them for me till I eventually grew up a bit. Then I started liking my own people rather than the people that influenced the society. So I fell in love with Fino. Fino is also from the Igbo tribe. As a matter of fact, he doesn't do his music with English. He does his music with the Igbo language and he does rap. So I became a rap addict. Then I started rapping with my native language, Igbo, and that was it. But at the time, I think I was about 16, thereabouts. I was just doing what Fino does. So over time, I started making my own sound. So instead of just doing the rap with the tribal language, I tried to combine the two languages, the tribal language with English. So basically that's it.
How did you get into your own sound? Like, how did you find it?
How I found my sound?
Mm-hmm. Like the process, what's your creative process?
This is a long story, but okay. I started listening to Fino.
Mm-hmm.
I started singing all Fino songs. As a matter of fact, I knew all his songs. It got to a time that I knew a song that he hadn't even released yet. It was so crazy. Like, I was listening to his songs all the time. Then one day something happened. I was in the class and then I was singing his song in front of the class and everyone was cheering me up. Then I tried to make my own with the same style he used, just changing the lyrics, and then everyone liked it. Okay, not everyone, but most people liked it. And then they applauded me in the presence of a lot of people, like everyone was cheering me up and I felt good. So I started writing, making mine, and the process was not easy, I won't lie. Then I met a friend who told me that instead of doing it for my friends, I should do it on a stage where no one knows me. And the first time I did it on a stage where no one knows me, I was like, everybody was like, wow. What record label are you in? Like, what's your artist name? Where is your, like, who's your manager? And I was telling everyone that I'm alone. I don't have any record label. I'm just there. And they're like, they like it and stuff. So I just kept doing it. And I got booed on stage one time. I thought I was so good, so I started to brag in the streets, like, bro, I'm a good rapper and stuff. So there was this rap battle, and I flopped. I flopped in the presence of about 500 people, and I got booed, and then I decided to work on myself. So basically that's it. I just kept on doing it. Till now, I'm just doing it, and I don't know. Even though I'm still working on myself, because it never stops learning. So I'm still working on myself and stuff, yeah.
And what are the things that inspire you?
I get inspired by people's stories, my own story most of the time. I get inspired by situations going on. Sometimes I get inspired by books too. I can read a book I relate to, as in I relate to the story, and then I summarize the book with my own language, in with rhythm and poetry, basically, and make it a rap. It's a rap. It's always a rap for me. So I get inspired by anything. I could make a story of you while looking at you, for real, and it usually comes out nice if you pay attention. I made a song with my mom's story. My mom was, it's a very sad story. My grandfather had 7 children, 6 of them died, and it was just my mom who didn't die. So everyone thought my mom was a witch or something, and her childhood days were so rough for her. She didn't have a lot of friends because everyone told their children to stay away from her. So she had a rough childhood. Everyone thought she was, you know, a witch, or had a she was possessed by a spirit or something, because how can 6 children die and you are still alive? Because it's also unusual. So she had a rough childhood. And then eventually she went to school. Where I come from, a lot of people don't go to school. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the primitive mentality and stuff, the traditional mentality. I don't know. I'm not traditional, and there are a lot of traditional people in Africa. But my mom managed to go to school. She went to the university. She started her own business. She got married to my dad, who was already living here in Italy at the time. So, and she became successful compared to a lot of people who are still in the village, and everybody is now applauding her. So I find this story very interesting. The summary of the story is going to be so interesting, because it started rough. There are a lot of experiences, a lot of things that had gone on, heartbreaking experiences. So, and she grew up to be successful, compared to the people criticizing her at the time. So I find these stories interesting. Yeah.
Do you have an interesting relationship with your own culture? Because from what you said, on one hand, you really like the African music.
Yeah.
And you get inspired and you actually enjoy the culture. And on the other hand, you just said that traditional African people are primitive.
I don't know how to explain this, but I think there are two types of people in Africa. In Nigeria, where I come from, I don't know about other parts of Africa. The people who are so cultural and traditional, and then the other people who are civilized. It's not like the traditional cultural people are not civilized, but they are cities and they are villages. I didn't grow up in the countryside. I didn't grow up in the village. I grew up in the city. So there are a lot of things I know that the people in the villages don't know. And there are a lot of things they know too, which I don't know. There are a lot of things they believe in, which I don't believe in. They have the traditional, and they are more cultural. There are so many rules they follow, but I think I don't follow those rules. As a matter of fact, I don't even like it. I don't believe in it. The people in the city who make music don't make the traditional kind of music. Even though the traditional music sounds interesting to me, I don't always believe with everything they're talking about. It depends. So I vibe with whatever I'm feeling at the moment. Sometimes I'm feeling it and sometimes I'm not. So it depends. But I don't like a lot of traditional stuffs going on. This is one of the reasons why I'm so indifferent about the Biafra situation. I'm not in support of it, and I'm not against it at the same time, because I don't know how to say it, but it seems like I don't care about whatever. So if it's going to come, fine. If it doesn't come, fine. I'm so indifferent. I have nothing to say about it because I don't relate with the situation. So, yeah.
Do you want to distance yourself from the whole thing?
Distance myself?
Distance, like don't really stand at one point or another and just act like you are an outsider?
You can't run away from your house. So, if it happens, then sure, I'll be with them. Because that's home. At the end of the day, when you leave the house to go do whatever you want to do outside, you have to come back home. And that's home. I have no choice. So if they gain their independence, then sure, I'll be with them. I can't. But what I cannot do is like give an opinion, because I don't have any opinion. I said it before that I'm indifferent. I have no opinion. I have nothing to say about it. 6:35 in the morning. Now my sorry, I've been jogging. Get me the camera, I'm a count nine. Tina Benquanka, the theater for dodging. Walk on here, walk on walking. I may say what ban and just are different dropping. Obi, I'm a last like a 500. Membandi D, Major Kwahun, you're rushing. Major the number. That should be Major the Samba. What you will create, you're a shower. If you never saw Ben and Tia for bouncer. Cause so one number. Who you belong, Camilo Mumpampa. Yeah, there's a crash in the news until then I win your one of the man answer. Your bumper. Yeah, me here and the bumper. Did you wanna draw a show jumper? Now me order Uber, now I'm a veggie and a conda. It's a bumper. This is then a buffet, they got me a womba. Me and Jimmy Tim and the bumper. For him, I'm a veggie and a conda. Obi me bua me, now me here go go bro. Go go bro. Brother best shabi, come and show, go see me a dream go bro. Dream go bro. Obi me bua me, let me hear go go bro. Go go bro. Brother best shabi, come and show, go see me a dream go bro. The slide they will get me the DM. The throne like 10:30 PM. I go on the way for Saturday as another. When you fit in, I will fix it PM. Cash is the problem. But won't find my media, must I show them. Yeah, what can't send pan on massa what you did send pan on your trotter, what trust and what you mammy and what you be at the face. What's it, mamma, and share what we did? Oh, when I'm crying, I'm a panel, what boy, they would get him when I'm immediate. Do me, I do you. Things we do for the tongue, yeah. That was shabby too, too. What's it, boy, we will be here one time. Your bumper. Yeah, me here, no bumper. Did you want to wash up with jumper? Now, me order Uber, now, I'm a veggie and a conda. The silver bumper. Then I will find a be a womba. Me and Jimmy Tim and the womba. Oh, him and I'm a chana bedi and a conda. Obi me bua me. Let me hear go go bro. Go go bro. Brother best shabi. Come and show go see me a dream go bro. Dream go bro. Obi me bua me. Let me hear go go bro. Go go bro. Brother best shabi. Come and show go see me a dream go bro.
The Downloads Portal.
the cultural values, like the cultural values and traditions are, if you follow them, you are, it's supposed to make you look like a better person. But I'm of the philosophy that what you look like doesn't really define you. So you can look responsible, but yet you aren't responsible. So it's not about following the rules to be a good person. It's about if you actually are a good person. So this is the reason why I don't do the things I do, because of the rules that has been laid down. I do them because this is what I want to do. Where I come from, you cannot make this kind of hair and be okay with it, because that's the culture. The people in the villages don't do it, but the people in the cities do it, because these people are more open-minded. Let me say it like that. People in the cities are more open-minded. They're ready to accept whatever. They don't judge you based on what they see. But people in the villages, you carry this kind of hair, they make you seem like you're an arm robber or something. And this, it's not their fault. It's the mentality they grew up with. And this is caused by the laid down rules of the culture and the tradition and stuff.
So you said that your dad was already in Italy?
Yeah.
And did you visit Italy even when you were a kid?
No. I came 2 years ago on the November 3rd of November 2019. That's when I arrived in Italy, because I was going to school and my dad didn't have any plan to bring us here until we were done with high school. So I finished high school, and while I was in the university, my younger brothers were going to high school. And then when my sister, like that, the third child, was done with high school, he brought all of us here.
And how did moving to Italy change your life?
Bruh, changed a lot. Changed a lot. It's a different setting here. First of all, I have to learn Italian. And it's not easy. I'm still learning. It's not easy. I came here in November, and then less than 3 months after, the virus started. So I was in lockdown, and I'm not used to staying indoors. I'm always out with my friends all the time, like all the time. So we...
You're a free radio. You can say fucking. It's fine.
When I got here, I had to start making new friends. The first challenge I had was communication. I couldn't talk to anyone. Not because I can't talk, but because they won't understand what I'm saying. And I couldn't hear, not because I'm deaf, but because when they're talking, I don't know what they're saying. So it was difficult. The first 6 to 7 months was so difficult for me. Then I started meeting my fellow Nigerians here, and then that was after the first lockdown. And then they started giving me some orientations, what to do, what not to do. Don't enter the bus without a ticket. Don't go to some places at some time, because those places are, like, it's not good for someone who just came, and stuff like that. So my stay here in Italy has been, I don't know, a learning process.
What gives you the most cultural shock?
Nothing really, except the fact that there's time for eating here. they have their time for eating, and they follow the time, like, so much. Once it's 8 o'clock, I have to have dinner, and I'm like, bruh, you can eat anytime, man. And they are not a lot of cultural foods here. Italians have just pizza, pasta, and coffee, and a lot of regular food with different names. I don't know. It's milk where I come from, but here it's latte, but it's still milk. So I don't know. I think that they don't have a lot of cultural foods compared to where I come from. Where I come from, there are thousands varieties of food. One of my observations is that most of the food here are sugary, a lot of sugar. I noticed that there are a lot, almost everything here is made of sugar. But in Nigeria, where I come from, there are bitter foods.
Before saying goodbye, first, top five artists of all the time.
Phino, Nasty C, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole. How many is that? Four. Sarkodie. Sarkodie is Ghanaian. The Ghanaian rapper.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Anytime. Ciao. It's my time. See you later. Ciao ragazzi. Ci vediamo.
Bye everyone.
Liberal La Parola, words from the world.